This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Some people follow the rules, but where's the fun in that? I'm Soraya, and this is Rule Breakers, the podcast where we celebrate the rebels, the risk takers, and the ones who make their own way. Every week, I sit down with the boldest voices in sports, entertainment, and beyond to talk about breaking barriers, defying expectations, and rewriting the rules. No limits, no apologies, just real talk. Follow and listen to Rule Breakers with Soraya, an Odyssey podcast, available now for free on the Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
You're back with Total Information AM. I'm Megan Lynch. The Spanish-speaking community in St. Louis getting their own TV newscast later this year. KMOX's Stuart McMillan spoke with Angel Risi, the market manager at Telemundo St. Louis, about the changes.
Making a big move?
Yes, we are. We're making a big, big move for Telemundo St. Louis. We're actually moving to the Grand Center District. We're right there on the second floor of the Grand Center Inc. Organization, and we're really excited to be part of the district because I think that here in St. Louis is one of those areas that is developing. It's very vibrant. I mean, represent arts, right? So I think that I'm very excited. I believe that what we can add Telemundo Center, what we can add to the whole district and to the whole community being there, it's unbelievable. So it's just, we open a door of full of opportunities.
Why is it important to have this move for Telemundo St. Louis? Does it move you guys forward?
Yeah, absolutely. And not only that, it's just, I think that way it gives us a bigger presence here in the city. We've been here in operation for a year and 10 months. So having this move, or doing this move, it actually solidified our presence here, right? So we're going to be building our in-house studios and everything there. So, I mean, again, it's just going to be amazing, and I can't wait to have the sign out there, the signage and all that. So people know that now we have a mainstream Spanish language TV network presence in the San Luis area.
How are you covering St. Louis as far as news is concerned for the Spanish-speaking people?
It's interesting because this year we're anticipating to launch the first Spanish language newscast. So we're going to be doing that this year. We're going to also add a weathercast as well. So, I mean, it's just an extremely fantastic opportunity for the community because now we have a newscast in our own language that we can, you know, keep people informed, our community informed, but also most importantly to keep our community represented and have a voice for them. So it's amazing.
And it's something that hasn't happened in St. Louis at all, a Spanish-speaking news program.
Yes.
I mean, that's pretty exciting.
Oh, it is exciting. Right now, we have had an amazing reception by the community, by the locally produced program called Acceso Total, which translates to Total Access. That's a space that we have for to highlight the positive, the good that St. Louis has to offer, because there's so many great things here in St. Louis. And that's actually has been our approach since day one. How can we highlight and spotlight the good, the resources, the, you know, all the great things that this city has to offer? And we've been doing that, right? We've been doing that. So having news now and sports and news and weather, it's just going to put us, you know, at our next level.
And it's good to have that positivity, of course.
Absolutely.
In this world, the positivity is wonderful. But there are times with having a news program where you can ask the tough questions, especially for the Spanish-speaking culture and the community in the area. Is that something that you'll be able to do? You'll have that platform?
Oh, absolutely. You know, again, we're going to be, and what excites us the most about this opportunity is that we're going to be able to become the voice for the community. So whatever the community is feeling, we feel the responsibility to advocate, to basically translate that to the people that we need to have ask the questions and, you know, get answers. So we now going to have a platform, not only they're going to build the bridges between the general market and the Hispanic community and vice versa, but also we're going to be able to represent the community the best way possible.
What's the timeline on Grand Center?
So we're gonna be there for 5 years. So we're already in the office already.
Okay.
We are doing right now some renovations and upgrades and all that to the office, to the space. And like I said, we're gonna be building, you know, new studios and whatnot. But you know, we signed a contract for 5 years, and I look forward to be there for many years after that.
Telemundo St. Louis is over-the-air channel is 45. It can also be found on DirecTV, Dish, and Spectrum.